broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, it's about dang time here. Let's start this show with some good news here in this 8 o'clock hour. First off, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Great to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. This is the show where you get to talk. We got the phone lines open for you here in this 8 o'clock hour of the show. We'll have more time to take your calls in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. Don't worry, we'll be covering the big story of the day. Yesterday, we heard from Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale explaining his opposition to the debt ceiling deal. Later in the day, I shared it on our Montana Talks website. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke also voting against the debt ceiling deal last night. I caught up with Zinke ahead of the vote. I'm going to share that conversation with you in full coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour. But let's start out here with some good news here this morning. You remember when you had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, was testifying before Congress. And then I think earlier in the day, you had Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin also testifying before Congress. And they were questioned about these drag shows, these drag queen story hour events targeting children on military installations, on military bases. And they even mentioned Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls, Montana. And now, of course, we've had most of Montana's congressional delegation, Congressman Zinke, Congressman Rosendale, Senator Steve Daines, have all demanded answers from the Biden administration on this front and from the Pentagon. And they've spoken out in their opposition to this targeting of children on our military bases. But where's liberal Senator John Tester been? Where has he been? Why has he been silent about this woke nonsense that's harming our military and being used to target the kids of our military service members on these military bases? I'll tell you about that story here in just a second, but I said there's some good news here this morning. You remember when Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, was questioned about this. He said, well, that's not happening as far as I know it. We're not funding any of this stuff. And then when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, got up before Congress, he was pressed by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who comes from a great military-heavy district and veteran-heavy district down in Florida. And he said, well, you know, that should not be happening. He made it very clear that should not be happening, and he would do what he needed to do to make sure that it would not be happening. And because you remember, they had one of these drag queen story hour events targeting kids that was promoted at Malmstrom Air Force Base and other military installations across the country. Well, this is in the New York Post. Pentagon cancels family-friendly drag show at Nevada Air Force Base. The Pentagon ordered a Nevada Air Force Base to shut down a drag show scheduled for today, which is the first day of Pride Month. If you didn't get the satanic clothing designer's T-shirt from Target yet, you may not know that today is the first day of Pride Month. But, according to NBC News, they say that this order came down directly from Chairman Milley and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. So, hey, there you go. At least they're doing what they said they were going to do. That's a welcome change, isn't it?
Here is your Montana news. Local county and state law enforcement pursued a suspect with a warrant in a high-speed chase in Carbon County. Now, this chase started in Boyd Wednesday evening when a deputy saw the wanted man in a pickup. He fled police using back roads and then raced south on Highway 212. The man and the police in five cars sped up to nearly 100 miles per hour. KTVQ gets the credit for this report because a news crew happened to catch the chase in action. Soon a police vehicle bumped the suspect off the road, which rolled the pickup without injury to the driver. The warrant on the male
Parkers at Danny Minholt Chevrolet and Danny Minholt Carmart 360. See us now at the Chevy store.
15,000 minimum purchase required.
A patriot replaces a tyrant.
0433. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-0433. Again, 800-279-0433.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, Tater and Forsyth just sent us a message on our Montana Talks app just a few minutes ago. How can we default on our debts but still send billions to Ukraine? Very good question, right? Oh, we're in such economic, we're going to be in economic turmoil. There's no way we can default on our debts. It would be economic catastrophe. Okay, we're still able to send billions of dollars to these other countries, but yet they claim that we were going to be in default if this deal didn't move forward here. Great point there by Tater and Forsyth. I've got some more messages here on our Montana Talks app that I want to share with you as well this morning. First of all, I want to go back, and then we'll jump into the phone lines here as well. We got Mike and Big Timber standing by. We got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. But I was telling you about this New York Post story where now, we've got Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley. Apparently, according to NBC News, they're finally doing what they said they were going to do here. And they said these drag queen story hour events targeting kids, they should not be happening. And certainly our taxpayer dollars should not be pushing this nonsense. And so a few days ago, there were a lot of people, Twitter and elsewhere, who are saying, wait a minute, I thought the chairman and the secretary said this stuff isn't happening and this stuff shouldn't be happening. Then why is this event supposed to be taking place at this Air Force base in Nevada? So apparently, according to NBC News, the order came straight down from the chairman and the secretary to put a halt to this. That was a story that I read in the New York Post. I know Fox News has a story as well. Let me read that exact portion for you here. Let me see if I can track it down for just a second. Let's see. This is Sabrina Singh, who is the deputy press secretary for the DOD, confirmed in an email, quote, the DOD will not host drag events at U.S. military installations or facilities. Hosting these types of events in federally funded facilities is not a suitable use of DOD resources. Now, isn't it interesting? Because here in Montana, Governor Greg Gianforte and the Republican supermajority in the legislature signed a similar bill into law, saying that, you know, and this was a bill that I believe Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls had pressed for, that says, no, you're not hosting these drag shows targeting kids at public libraries or schools. And the Democrats protested that. And that's what the Republicans. So isn't it just kind of interesting that now you've got two Biden appointees who are saying, yeah, you won't be doing this at federally funded facilities. It's not a suitable use of DOD resources. Pretty interesting. I think that's a recognition that they know just how bad this woke nonsense is killing the military. Well, whether they will admit it in public or not, whether they're allowed to by Biden, I think this is a recognition that they know that this is killing military recruitment, retention, and readiness. Speaking of these drag queen story hours, yesterday somebody called in and they brought up the name of Tim Sheehy. Tim Sheehy, an incredible guy. He's been on the show with us a few times. Reportedly, a lot of top Republicans are heavily recruiting Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy. He's the CEO of Bridger Aerospace in Bozeman. They want him to run for the United States Senate against liberal Senator John Tester next year. But according to Breitbart News, they got the exclusive here. Tim Sheehy, a Republican and retired Navy SEAL who is very likely to run for the U.S. Senate in Montana next year, is ripping incumbent Democrat Senator John Tester for silence over reports that a military base here in Montana hosted a drag queen story hour. Sheehy said this in an statement provided exclusively to Breitbart News. John Tester and his fellow Democrats continue to prioritize Joe Biden's woke agenda at the expense of America's national security interests. At a time when China is building naval bases in the South Pacific and sending a surveillance balloon over Montana, which is home to three nuclear missile silo fields, the U.S. military is hosting drag queen shows for our military families. After our disgraceful retreat from Afghanistan 2 years ago, our military is badly in need of reinvestment. Woke culture initiatives like this have no place in our armed forces. Rejecting this kind of cultural rot on our military bases and prioritizing combat readiness should be a bipartisan issue. But it seems for our liberal Senator John Tester, this is a bridge too far. So good job by Tim Sheehy for calling out the flip-flop, flat-top, fake moderate liberal Senator John Tester. All right, I know we got a lot of reactions coming in here on the debt ceiling deal. It did pass the House last night, but both Montana Congressmen Zinke and Rosendale voting against it. Mike and Big Timber, what's your thoughts?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Aaron, and thanks for being in the line of fire with what you do. Sounds like lead's coming from both sides to you.
That's part of the fun. Yeah, that's
yes,
part of the
is.
Fun.
Unfortunately, our debt is growing faster than our economy. And that is a statement and memo that came out from the Government Accountability Office. This would, since our economy isn't growing fast enough, this will lead to a prolonged recession and even stagflation. Is there anything in this bill that grows our economy? Because the president is going to propose a budget on October 1st. And from what I gather from what Congressman Rosendale was saying, he could actually ask for $4 trillion.
He could ask for $4 trillion. That doesn't mean he's necessarily going to get it. But that's a really good question, though. Is there something in this deal that actually stimulates the economy? Because if our economy keeps going downward nationally under Biden, the debt's only going to get even.
That's 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263.
Most days, if you asked me, hey, Aaron, what are you guys going to be talking about on Montana Talks tomorrow? I couldn't tell you. But what I could tell you is, well, we're going to figure out what the biggest story of the day is, and we're going to want to hear what Montanans have to say about it. I can tell you that most days. Tomorrow, though, I can tell you one thing we're going to talk about. We're going to hear from Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke when it comes to this debt ceiling deal.
ThompsonPools.com. Remember, if it isn't a Thompson Pool, it ain't worth the dip. Thompson Pools.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a couple more messages that came in on our Montana Talks app, and then I'll go back to Mike and Big Timber. Dennis and Bozeman says this about the debt ceiling deal. Getting discouraged by Congress and the GOP pulling the same old song and dance routine instead of looking out for the middle class. Rosendale is right on the mark. Meanwhile, the only president who seems to really care is still being persecuted. That was from Dennis and Bozeman. Less than Three Forks says this, the way we get the out-of-control spending fixed is once we get Congress back as a majority and the president, that is, if we ever get it back. We continue to write our congressmen and ask they follow Article 1 of our Constitution and strip all funding from everything they had no right to spend on. And then watch what happens. Yes, it's going to hurt. We need it done like ripping off a Band-Aid. A lot of people are going to be mad, but Congress never had the right to spend our money on most everything they are spending it on. Just because they saw it necessary to spend does not give them the right. That was from Less than Three Forks. Les, thanks for that message as well. Mike and Big Timber, you raised a really good question, which is, okay, what does this debt ceiling deal do for our economy? Because you're exactly right, because we continue to see negative economic headlines nationally as a result of Joe Biden and liberal Senator John Tester's policies. So, and if our economy continues on a downward trajectory under Biden, the spending will only get worse regardless. The debt to GDP ratio, et cetera, will only get worse regardless of this deal, right?
That's exactly correct. It's almost as if you need QC kinetics for the economy. It's in pain.
A little injection, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I also wanted to comment, you had your last caller yesterday, raise taxes on the rich.
I was going to mention that too, yeah.
Yeah. That bootstraps the ability for these businesses, these corporations to expand their business, to hire more people, to increase the tax the tax base. I don't understand how people don't understand basic economics. And apparently, I get the impression from that particular caller that he's a pure socialist. But that's my opinion.
Well, I think he would probably tell us that he does not hide the fact that he is a radical leftist. But yeah, that was one of our liberal callers from Great Falls. I mean, he gave kind of the typical Democrat Party talking points, which is, well, we just need to raise taxes, and yeah, we need all these IRS agents to go after all those rich guys, and that's how we'll pay for this debt. Well, first off, we've cut taxes and it raised revenue. If you raise taxes, you're likely to actually harm revenue because you'll harm the economy even further.
Well, I almost get the impression that he's extremely jealous that the rich or the wealthy or whatever are living it up, and he isn't. And that's not right. This is America.
Well, they got the electric cars, and he doesn't.
I see. That's the fella. Oh, okay. Now give him a break, Aaron. He's probably saving his money so he can get one by 2030.
Or 2034, whatever, yeah. But he wants to force you and I to have to pay for the things today. Yeah. Yeah, yep. No, it was okay. It was such the standard, Democrat Party talking points. And we like hearing different perspectives. But, I mean, that was just like playing T-ball. I mean, he just put the ball on the tee and said, oh, yeah, raise taxes. Yeah, because that'll help. And, Lou Jones, after revenues, estimates started coming in after the Trump tax cuts, Lou Jones is out of Conrad, Montana, considered one, the Freedom Caucus members of the Montana legislature would call him one of the more moderate Republicans in the legislature, right? But he called it right out the gates that you had Democrats like Steve Bullock saying that the Trump tax cuts were going to cause a massive hole in revenues in Helena. And instead, we got, as Lou Jones referred to it, a Trump bump in revenues. So don't tell me that tax cuts are the reason we have the debt, when it's clearly the spending, the bulk of which is coming from liberals like John Tester, who wanted to spend even more than they've already gotten away with.
And Aaron, can you tell me when the tax rebates will be coming in that were passed? Because of the surplus, do you know anything about that?
I think it's supposed to start later this month is when those rebate checks should start going out across Montana. Yeah, in fact, earlier this morning I caught up with Grover Norquist with Americans for Tax Reform, and off air we were chatting. He said, "Hey, now tell me, what all did Montana get across the finish line?" There, and so we talked about a reduction in the rates. A permanent reduction in tax rates. I talked about the rebate checks, and I mentioned to him that I think it's later this month. I know this summer is when those rebate checks start going out here across Montana. So, yeah, no, great, great question, Mike. Thanks for calling in. Mike mentioned QC Kinetics. And you think about this economic argument. So basically, by raising taxes, what our friends on the left are suggesting, well, yeah, we got some pain in our budget right now, so let's just go chop off the leg. Chop off one of the legs of our economy here. You got some pain. Well, what if there was another way to do it? What if actually, instead, we could actually just support American businesses and American taxpayers, and then we'll get more revenue. So maybe you just don't need to go chop things off. Maybe you don't need to go the surgical route. Maybe you don't need to take drugs if you've got pain in your knees, pain in your hips, pain in your back. Maybe you don't need to just chop something off, right? Or go get surgery. What if there was a natural way where you take the healing properties that are already in your body and then you put those right into those achy joints? Well, that's what QC Kinetics does, as Mike was referring to here. You can get a free consultation. Call 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. Wanted to sneak that one in there. Mike, you made it easy on me. Sometimes you're like, okay, how do I transition from talking about the debt to Billings' last diet? Well, actually, that's kind of an easy one, too. A national diet that our overeating, overspending members of Congress need to go on. Next up on the phone lines, we got Russ in Livingston. Russ, what's going on?
Yes. Well, I was just calling about all the deep concern about the budget and stuff. Yet they're spending, I would say, probably billions on the illegal aliens coming in to support them. or we're letting our own citizens live in the streets in squalor. That, I mean, where is that money coming from?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't want to talk about reducing spending, especially spending on stuff that's irrelevant to the country.
Yeah, Tater and Forsyth made the point. Okay, wait, we're going to default on our debt. Apparently, we were going to default on our debt allegedly on June 5th, but yet we can still send billions of dollars overseas. And yeah, then you raise another good point. But oh, but yet, you know, here we are. We were about to have an economic catastrophe if we defaulted on the debt 4 days from now. But we got all this money for all these other people from all these other countries to be able to come in here and kick veterans out of hotel rooms so they can get the free hotel room. And it's insane.
Well, yeah, they've done nothing to earn anything. But yet we as a country are supposed to, according to the Constitution, which I have read, and I don't know where they're getting at, we've got to support all this stuff. And it's, you know, and I mean, okay, this budget deal, is it going to be, are they going to be able to enforce this 2 years down the road? You know, it seems like they do all this window dressing stuff, and it's, I mean, it's kind of like, I've been watching a series, FUBAR, and I think about that and the term that was, and then I think of SNAFU, and it seems like it really goes to what Congress does. They do a lot of window dressing stuff and never jump to the conclusion.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned a couple terms, FUBAR, SNAFU. Yeah. I heard Dan Bongino a couple weeks ago. He was talking about FAFO, another acronym that he picked up in his law enforcement career, which is something to the effect of mess around and find out, but it's FAFO. I was thinking about that, you know, the Yellowstone National Park. You know, do we need an FAFO policy for Yellowstone National Park? I mean, do we really need to send the Yellowstone National Park law enforcement after these folks who decide to pet the bison? Or do we just have the FAFO policy, which is, well, you know, mess around and find out. And you're on your own, pal. If you're out there trying to pet the fuzzy-wuzzy little bison out there in Yellowstone National Park. If you guys missed it, FoxNews.com had a story about how, yeah, there was this tourist who was taking a selfie with a big bison bull and getting close, trying to pet it on the little forehead. And, yeah, maybe Yellowstone just needs an FAFO, mess around and find out policy, and just let nature take her course. Speaking of Yellowstone, you know, so that video, I joked on Facebook that it's that we've now entered round two of the annual bison games in Yellowstone National Park. If you guys missed the news out of Yellowstone, let's see, they finally found him. The nationwide manhunt can now cease. They found, apparently he's from Hawaii. The international manhunt that was underway to capture bison calf guy, they found him apparently, and he showed up in federal court in Mammoth Hot Springs yesterday. We've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now. Man pleads guilty to intentionally disturbing wildlife in Yellowstone National Park. They found bison calf guy.
At Yellowstone, the rules say you're supposed to stay at least 25 yards away from most wildlife. But a man spotted a newborn bison calf struggling to get up a riverbank and join its herd. The man pushed the calf up and onto a nearby roadway. But that act led to the herd rejecting the calf. The calf started approaching people and cars on the road, and park officials decided it had to be euthanized. A federal magistrate judge fined the man $500, and on top of that, he has to pay another $500 to the Yellowstone Forever Wildlife Protection Fund. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right, there you go. Stand down. The nationwide manhunt can now cease. You can go back to letting the criminals off the hook in New York City and in Chicago in the meantime.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Much needed moisture has delayed spring wheat planting just a bit, but according to USDA, 64% of the nation's spring wheat crop has been planted. That is behind the five-year average of 86%. With more on the spring wheat planting, here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The spring wheat crop, it's been a slow go for much of the season. Finally now, as we approach the end of the planting season, things have really picked up except in Montana, where we got a lot of rain in the last week. And so some of the late planting in Montana getting bogged down by heavy showers. Overall, 85% of the spring wheat planted by May 28th, 5-year average 86%. And the last year's number was very slow at 70%. Big jump just in the last week, 21% of the acreage planted just in the last week.
Specifically in Montana, 72% of the spring wheat is planted. That's far behind the 93% last time at this year and behind the 5-year average of 91%. And yesterday at the Public Auction Yards, Billings, Montana, the pair market was about $100 to $250 per pair higher than a sale earlier in the month of May. 2 to 4-year-old pairs averaged $2,400 all the way up to $3,000, while 5 to 8-year-old pairs, $2,400 up to $2,900. I'm Lane Northlund.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The way we pay for and provide health care in this country is a mess. There are plenty of other specialized services where the economy is allowed to function that work a lot better. Legal services, financial advice, even building a home. In health care, you can't even figure out what things cost. How do we get here? Two things come to mind. The first was group health insurance, sponsored by employers, starting during World War II as a way to get around wage and price controls. Employers got a tax deduction for premiums, but those who bought individual insurance policies did not. Group plans exploded and things like pre-existing conditions were born. Lose your job, lose your insurance. The second misstep was hospital care for those of limited income. Instead of just having government pay the bills, we force hospitals to provide care for free, allowing them to make up the losses by overcharging others. But that makes hospitals vulnerable to competitors who avoid these indigent care costs. And so government shields hospitals from competition. We're living the result. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, got a few more messages that came in here on our Montana Talks app. Another one from Tater and Forsyth. Biden is our economic catastrophe. Yeah, you're exactly right, Tater. Exactly right. Once again, thanks for that message. Shane in East Helena sent us a message earlier this morning. Aaron, just a thought I've been having lately. We will never have our country back unless we rein in the media and the Department of Education, period. That's where it starts for freedom and liberty. That's where it ends for freedom and liberty. I think there's something to what you had to say there, Shane, is that when you look at the indoctrination that has taken place in this country, the anti-American indoctrination, the anti-law enforcement, the anti-military indoctrination that has taken place in this country. Who pushes that? Where do kids grow up to learn this stuff? Well, they get it from liberals in the education system, and they get it from liberals in the media who constantly push this anti-American nonsense. Right? Now, there's great folks that are teachers in our public schools, but where's the curriculum coming from? Where are the books coming from? Who are these book publishers that constantly push this anti-American woke nonsense into the books? That's the real question. And that's why, you know, I'm so appreciative of these newly elected school board members and folks like Brooke and Luke Hudson in Billings that are saying, hey, look at the curriculum. Look at what's included in this curriculum, and what other options do we have when it comes to these book publishers in the schools. So, great point there from Shane in East Helena. Dean in Billings says this: I normally listen to your entire show, but I'm really tired of you running cover for McCarthy and the Uniparty big donors. Maybe you should study up on the facts of this debt limit bill. Well, Dean, why don't you call in and say what you disagree about and why you disagree? So apparently, when I've spoken out against the debt ceiling deal and praised Zinke and Rosendale, both of whom voted against the debt ceiling deal, I've been saying, you know, all week long that, hey, they should have stood by. They should have stood by the very plan that the House passed 1 month ago. Why didn't they do that? Why did McCarthy not stand by Limit, Save, Grow, the plan that they already passed? Well, you know, we're hearing both sides of that argument here all week long. We've heard Congressman Rosendale and his criticism of this debt ceiling deal. We're going to hear Congressman Ryan Zinke's criticism of the deal and why he didn't think it went far enough. But at the end of the day, Dean, are you going to let perfection be the enemy of progress here? Okay, so you take out Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. It only takes one member of Congress to pull him out of there. Okay, so let's say one Freedom Caucus conservative pulls Kevin McCarthy out of there. Well, what now, Dean? Who's the Speaker now? And, oh, is that Speaker still going to have to deal with a Democrat-controlled Senate and a Democrat-controlled White House? And is that Speaker still going to have to deal with a weak-kneed Mitch McConnell, a Republican leader who isn't going to be as strong as Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy is? Is that new Speaker of the House, if they can even get enough votes to become Speaker in the first place, even going to be able to get there? And if they do, are they still not going to have to deal with a handful of conservative House members over here who say no to everything? Are they still going to have to deal with a handful of moderate members over here who are still willing to cave with the Democrats far too often? So how are they going to be able to herd the cats? And the broader point is you know, am I praising this debt ceiling deal? No. But what I am saying is that for those of you who want to so quickly throw Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy under the bus, that is just simply conservative virtue signaling that gets nothing accomplished. Let me play this montage for you here. For those of you who haven't heard this, the National Republican Congressional Committee put this montage together, shared it via Twitter. The point that former Speaker Newt Gingrich is making, the point that conservatives like Grover Norquist with Americans for Tax Reform are making, the point that Steve Moore is making. By the way, who do you think the biggest backer? You want to talk about big party donors for the Republicans and Republican primaries? Who is one of the biggest groups that financially backs the Freedom Caucus conservatives in the House? It's the Club for Growth. Who do you think Steve Moore used to work for, was a big part of? Club for Growth. He now has the Unleash Prosperity Hotline. He was on Trump's economic team. He was a Wall Street Journal editorial board member back in the day. He was Club for Growth. And even he is saying, hey, we actually got something out of this deal. What has happened time and time again? The Democrats want to hike in the debt ceiling. Republicans balk at it, but get absolutely nothing out of the deal. They're saying, hey, before you go throwing Speaker McCarthy under the bus here, we actually got something out of this deal. So it's easy to sit back and, yeah, I could do the easy. My job could be really easy. I could sit here all day long and just virtue signal, oh, yeah, this is awful, and off with their heads, hey. But what does that actually get done to start moving the ball in the right direction here? And that's my broader point. And, you know, convince us otherwise here. But the broader point is that we may not like this deal. We may have preferred limit, save, grow. But according to people like Grover Norquist, that was dead on arrival in the White House. It was dead on arrival in the Senate. So what do you do? What do you do when you have such a tiny, slim majority together in the House? And yet here were Democrats. You had Chuck Schumer. You had Joe Biden saying, we will not negotiate. We will not do anything. We want a straight up hike in the debt ceiling. That's it. Nothing else. And that's what we're going to get. Well, that's not what they got.
We are not going to negotiate over the debt limit.
Kevin McCarthy, but not on whether or not the debt limit gets extended.
Is there anything Kevin McCarthy could say that would get you to a negotiating table?
Look, the president's not been getting a negotiator.
It will be dead on arrival.
We're going to win this fight, and it's going to be a clean debt seal.
I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic, you know, caucus, certainly the progressives.
We will not negotiate. Suspend the debt limit without condition.
We will not be doing any negotiation over the debt ceiling.
There will not be any negotiation.
If you want to try to make it look like I made some compromise in the debt ceiling, and I didn't. I made a compromise on the budget.
That's what they wanted, is you make a compromise on the budget, and that's what you've done, even though you haven't gone as far as they wanted. Isn't that right?
Sure, yeah. Well,
with this deal, is this an admission by the president that maybe the government spent too much money over the past 2 years?
The president said from the beginning that he would negotiate with Republicans.
Do you have regrets? Do you have regrets that your party did not raise the debt ceiling when it was in the majority?
It's not.
Me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life on that side of the aisle.
Is this a Democrat bill? Is this everything you wanted?
No, this is not a Democrat bill.
We need to stop letting Kevin McCarthy take us for fools.
Oh, there you go. That was Ilhan Omar there at the end of that one. But the funniest part to me was Karine Jean-Pierre. The president has said since the start that he would negotiate. We just played the soundbite of both her and Joe Biden both saying they would not negotiate. So, look, we may not like this deal. It may not be as good as the plan that was passed a month ago. But Republicans actually finally got something out of one of these negotiations. All right, let's get back into the phone lines here. 294-0970. Dean and Billings, phone lines are open for you as well. If you want to come back with another argument here, please do. But first, let's go to Clint in Bozeman. He wants to talk about the nationwide manhunt for bison calf guy, I think.
I think you're absolutely right, and I'm really pissed off today.
About the bison calf guy getting fined or what?
I'm about that man has a conscience, and he feels pain. He rescued that little bison calf out of the river, okay? Now, why didn't the Yellowstone Park call the Crow Agency or the Blackfoot Agency and have somebody come and get that little calf and save its life? And let it bottle feed it or whatever, like I used to do with skim milk calves. The thing is, to fine him $1,000 and community service is a no-no. And Aaron, if you ever went through that park anymore, it's car after car after car after car.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't a park anymore. It's a speedway and a stop sign for every animal that's in the park.
It's a traffic jam. Yeah, it's.
It is.
I joked before Memorial Day. If I wanted to experience L.A. traffic, well, I guess I'd rather go to Yellowstone over L.A. But you know, you still get the L.A. traffic.
Yep. It's what has happened here. Everything it seems about what you were talking about, McCarthy. I'm changing the subject here. It's all about money. Everything that we do here anymore seems to. It isn't about people. It ain't about animals. It's all about money. Mm-hmm. $4 trillion more dollars.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Clint. We'll come back to you here after the break. Yeah, why did he have to give money to Yellowstone Forever? That was one of my questions.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Maybe Kevin McCarthy, I think he made some fundamental errors here. And with the small majority that he has and the many votes, how many votes do we have before he came speaker? Like, what, 15 votes? I think he made a fundamental mistake by not keeping his caucus in the loop and communicating with them the entire time about the negotiations at the White House. And by doing so, it resulted in a lot of unnecessary anger and angst that I think could have been avoided had he sat these guys down and said, okay, this is their latest proposal. Now, if we want to negotiate in good faith, we're going to end up giving something.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
At Ethos Life, we busted all the myths about getting life insurance. Like myth number one.
Life insurance? I can't afford that.
At Ethos, we have term life policies everyone can afford, with policies as low as $7 a month. Or myth number two.
I have a life insurance policy through work. That's good enough.
With workplace coverage usually only equal to a year's salary, that won't nearly be enough to cover your family's ongoing and future expenses. A long-term, affordable policy from Ethos can give you the peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family is well covered for years to come. Myth number three.
Getting life insurance? It's just too complicated.
At Ethos, our 100% hassle-free online process can give you a quote in seconds, application in minutes, and coverage in hours. With no medical exams or blood work needed, just answer a few health questions. Get your free online estimate.
406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.
Ben Bongino. Chicago audience, I feel bad for you listening to this show. You're probably a sane person and a conservative or a libertarian or even a not crazy Democrat. Lightfoot threw it away. Johnson's going to make it worse. You had this riot in Chicago this weekend. He's talking about how the kids are starved of opportunity. You know what they should be starved of? Freedom. Put their asses in a jail. That's how you get rid of this stuff.
Weekdays 10 to 1 right here on News Talk.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Oh, the old flip-flop flat top, that fake moderate liberal Senator John Tester, he's at it again. He says he wants to ban the Chinese intelligence collection tool known as TikTok, but now he says they shouldn't have banned the Chinese intelligence collection tool, TikTok. He called it a silly little app, just like he called the spy balloon just a silly little spy. Or go to MontanaTalks.com.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, I checked in with Clint in Bozeman during the break. He said his piece. He said he's just ticked off. You know, he's ticked off about how the, you know, this guy who was trying to do, thought he was doing the right thing, was just trying to be helpful to that poor little bison calf that was struggling in the river. Now they're sticking him with $1,000 in fines, you know, plastering his name and face all over everywhere and everything. And just seems like too much. And I think Clint, most folks would agree with you on that as well. But just part of the annual bison games that we see in Yellowstone every year with the tourists, doing what they're not supposed to be doing. The other thing that Clinton Bozeman, he just, you know, this $4 trillion debt increase, he's just so mad at it. So that was the main point that he wanted to make on that front. But, Bob in Lewistown actually messaged us and said, hey, what is it about this latest social media craze or challenge of touching buffalo in Yellowstone? Apparently something was on the 5 about it yesterday, the 5 on Fox News. I missed that segment, so have to see if I can find that one where they were talking about the bison in Yellowstone. What I thought was interesting, because we've got a story about the bison calf guy and the charges that he or the fine that he now had to pay due to U.S. magistrate judge Stephanie Hambrick. $500 fine for this this guy from, let's see, Walters is a resident of, so they're saying that he's from Hawaii, but the federal court docket identifies Walters as a resident of Captain Cook, Idaho. No records indicate he is from Hawaii. Anyway, either way, that's off topic here. He was given a $500 fine and a $500 community service payment to the Yellowstone Forever Wildlife Protection Fund. Now, I don't know much about the Yellowstone Forever Wildlife Protection Fund. Maybe a good outfit, maybe another one of those, you know, phony environmental groups, you know, like Ted Turner's Yellowstone outfits. But here's my question. So federal judges just get to force defendants to give money to the favorite nonprofit of your choice here? So I don't know. I mean, Does Yellowstone Forever protect your calves if you're a rancher in the Paradise Valley, like they're apparently trying to protect the calf that the park killed in Yellowstone National Park? I just don't know. But I just got to say that just my initial reaction was, wow, we got federal magistrates forcing, defendants to give money to their favorite nonprofit. It just seems a little odd if you ask me. All right, we got a big 9 o'clock hour of the show coming up for you. Yesterday, we heard from Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale on why he is a no vote, was a no vote last night for the debt ceiling deal. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western District also voted no on the debt ceiling. I saw somebody suggest otherwise on social media, and I was like, you probably better go back and check the records again here. But anyway, I caught up with Zinke before that vote. That conversation will be kicking off the 9 o'clock hour. Then we'll jump right back into your phone calls for the remainder of the hour after that as well, so you can react or talk about another topic if you want to talk about another topic. You know, we talk about your calves, bison calf guy, and, well, are your calves protected. So maybe you'd like to have a calving barn. You'd like to have an indoor calving barn for next spring. Or maybe you'd like to have, you know, some storage out back. You'd like a new storage shop for all your toys. Maybe, you know, some protection from the sun for your campers or your boats or your vehicles. Maybe you'd like a new shop out back. Well, get a hold of our friends at Aldrich Lumber because they can get their dream team working for you. They can make your dream a reality, whether it's a riding arena, a machine shop to keep you out of the heat in the summer and keep you out of the cold in the winter. Aldrich Lumber can do it all. Any sizes you're looking to build, they can do it. Call Aldrich Lumber, 406-259-5531, or check out aldrichlumber.com. Aldrichlumber.com. Zinke kicks off the 9 o'clock hour, then we get to your phone calls right after that.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.